السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر، نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر. روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر، نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر، اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر. دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر، اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر، سر کو چوکھٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر. حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر، سر کو چوکھٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ عباد کر، اور سکون دل و جان کو خلاد کر. قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ عباد کر، اور سکون دل و جان کو خلاد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر، نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر. اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر، اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر. اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر، اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. There is no other way out, brothers, except to turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and do what Hazrat says, that get up and put your plea before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Cry before Him. Shed a few tears of repentance, remorse, regret. These tears are so beloved to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that it is stated that Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, in the night of Mi'raj, he was seen with some container. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, what is in this container? He said, these are the tears of those servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who shed those tears of remorse and regret and shame over the sins that they had committed. and sought toba, made toba and istighfar. So these are the tears of nadamat. He says, if I have to pour this over the fire of Jahannam, it will extinguish that fire too. So if it can extinguish the fire of Jahannam, then you think it's not going to extinguish that fire which has been lit up in our hearts. Because of the sins, there's a fire in our hearts. There's a darkness and there's fire. Heat and darkness. And the removal of this heat and this darkness is istighfar and tawbah. So he says, apne malik se uth karke faryad kar. He is your master, he is your creator, he is your sustainer, he is the one in whose hands your life lies, your sight, your gaze, your hearing, your speech, your heart, your liver, your lungs. Everything lies in his hands, in his control. What control do we really have? Just for our sake, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, well, these things belong to you. For the purposes of this world, we say, this belongs to me, that belongs to me, that belongs to me. But nothing really belongs to anyone. Everything belongs to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had not had this system, then everyone would have just gone and grabbed something else from someone else and said, well, everything belongs to Allah ta'ala. So therefore, you can't say that I can't snatch this away from you because it belongs to me, because it belongs to my Allah. So one person had this kind of idea in his head, and he went into somebody's garden and he was stealing fruit. So when the farmer caught him stealing fruit, and the gardener caught him, so he started beating him. He says, why are you beating? He says, what are you doing? He says, I'm eating fruit from these trees. He says, but the trees belong to me. How can you just eat fruit from here? You must ask for permission. He says, I belong to Allah. You belong to Allah. This garden belongs to Allah. The tree belongs to Allah. The fruit belongs to Allah. So why should I seek your permission? So the farmer also was intelligent. He took a whip and started beating him. So when he started screaming, he says, why are you screaming now? Because I belong to Allah, you belong to Allah, the tree belongs to Allah, this whip belongs to Allah. Why must you scream? So it is just for the purposes of this world that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got this system. But otherwise, everything really belongs to Allah. We can see how the earth also, nobody has got any control over it. The waters of the ocean, nobody has got control over it. The heavens and the earth, who has got control over it? So cry before Him who has created you. Shed a few tears before Him and seek from Allah Ta'ala and see what He does not do. After that, Allah Ta'ala in His wisdom sometimes still keeps the person's poverty going or keeps that person's ill health going or does not give him what he is asking for, because Allah in His wisdom knows what is good for that person. But He will give him definitely sukoon in the heart, that that person will find contentment, satisfaction, that it's from my Allah. But that only comes when we make a little effort and mujahada against nafs and shaitan. To say that we don't have the himmat and the courage to give up this sin and that sin, it is just a big lie. Hazrat Mujaddid Millat Rahmatullah Alayhi says that the person who has got the power to raise his hand, he also has the power to drop his hand. If you can raise your hand, if I say pick up your hand, and if, so all those who can pick up their hands, it means they have the strength and power to pick up their hand. So those who have the strength to pick up their hand, they can also drop their hand. If I say drop it, then the person will drop it. But if the hand goes up and remains there and doesn't come down, then we'll say that person is sick. He's got some sickness. So then he explains, in the same way, the person who has got the ability and the strength to open his eyes and look at haram, then he also has the ability to shut his eyes from haram. The person who has the ability and the strength to listen to haram, he also has the ability to turn away from listening to haram. The person who has the strength and the ability to speak that which is forbidden and haram, then he also has the ability to restrain that tongue from haram. So that is all that is required. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. In the Monday night majlis, I explained one hadith, a very short hadith of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, when someone sahabi asked him to make some nasihat, but be very brief. He's asking Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam for nasihat, but it must be very brief and concise. because he wanted to make amal. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him that consider the salat that you are making to be the last salat of your life. Consider it to be the last salat of your life. And then I explained in detail that it doesn't only mean the salat. Those who are not here, try and get the tape and listen to it. At least it will give us the encouragement to do those things which are pleasing to Allah and restraining ourselves from haram in these days of fitna. And then he says that do not say anything. وَلَا تَكَلَّمْ بِكَلَامٍ تَعْزِرُ مِنْهُ غَدًا. Do not say anything with the tongue. Do not make any kind of statement for which you will have to apologize tomorrow. Tomorrow you'll have to say, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said this, I shouldn't have done this, I shouldn't have spoken that. So don't say anything like that. And whatever Allah Ta'ala has given to the people, then despair of that. Do not have high hopes on that which Allah Ta'ala has given to the people. Allah has given everybody intelligence, hands, feet, to whatever extent he can go and work and earn his halal livelihood, he must do so. But don't be jealous and envious of whatever Allah Ta'ala has given to others. So what will that bring? That will bring contentment and satisfaction in the person's heart. So if we only consider each and every amal of ours the last amal of our lives, we don't know whether this zikr is the last zikr of our life. We don't know whether the isha was the last isha of our life. We don't know whether the coming was the last coming of our life, or the going is going to be the last going of our life. We don't know. So therefore, let us not be in any kind of sinful and haram action or deed. Lives are just being extinguished. The lamps of life are being extinguished so quickly. Young people, 10-year-old, 7-year-old, 5-year-old, 20, 30-year-old, going by the dozens and by the hundreds and thousands. May Allah Ta'ala give us the realization that life is running out. Don't waste it. Make use of it. Enjoy life. We don't say don't enjoy life. Eat good food, wear good clothes, stay in good home, travel in good car, nobody stops you. Be cheerful, talk, smile, joke within the parameters of Sharia with friends. Stay happy. Nobody says that you must always be gloomy and sad. Yes, when it's time to cry in du'as or before Allah Ta'ala, then cry. But after that, be happy and cheerful. But just stay away from haram. Simple as that. And who will be the beneficiary? The person himself. Not that Allah Ta'ala will benefit by his ibadat of zikr.
مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب اور ہیچ ہیں سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں
رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے محال میرا یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے محال میرا تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو تیری مدد ہو میری ہو کوشش تیری کشش ہو میری طلب ہو بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری نصیب توفیق نیک اب ہو رہوں میں مشغول ذکر و طاعت بس اب یہی شغل روز و شب ہو ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جدھر اللہ 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 اللہ
لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا غياث المستغيثين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما او مائی بلاوڈ اللہ او مائی رحیم اللہ او مائی کریم اللہ او مائی فگیونگ اللہ او مائی موسٹ کائنڈ کمپیشنٹ لونگ اللہ Oh my Kareem Allah who gives without people deserving. Oh my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of sins. We are seeking forgiveness of all the sins that we have committed from the time we became of age up till now. Oh Allah, forgive each and every sin of ours. Oh Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, You have heard everything that we have spoken. You have seen everything that we have done. We could not have hidden anything from your sight. There is no such thing as darkness for you, O my beloved Allah. Even if there is a tiny little black ant that is crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of that ant. You see that ant, O my beloved Allah. You feed that ant, O my beloved Allah. O my Allah. تیری قدرت کتنی بلند ہے
اے میرے اللہ جتنا بڑا تیرا نام ہے اتنی بڑی ہماری مغفرت فرما. او اللہ as great as your name is, forgive each and every one of us. یا اللہ forgive our parents, forgive our brothers and sisters, forgive our wives and children, forgive the entire ummat of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, even if our sins are like the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the stars that twinkle in the heavens, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, oh my beloved Allah, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Oh Allah, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. There is no one that is going to question you why you forgave those sinners who had raised their hands in Masjid-e-Noor. Oh Allah, there is no one that is going to question you that they were so sinful servants of yours, why did you forgive them? Oh Allah, there is nobody to question you. Ya Allah, if you forgive us, we will become pleased and happy. Oh Allah, your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become happy. You will become pleased and happy. Oh Allah, if you have to punish us, the only one that will become happy will be Shaitan. Ay Allah, tu hamari maghfirat kar de. Open the floodgates of your rahmat for us. Open the floodgates of your rahmat for us. Oh Allah, when the dams become full, the floodgates are opened. Oh my beloved Allah, open the floodgates of your rahmat, for your dam of rahmat is over full, oh my Allah. Your dam of forgiveness is over full, oh my Allah. Open those floodgates for sinful ones like us. Oh my Allah, cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat. Cause us to be drenched in the rains of maghfirat. Oh Allah, cause us to be drenched in the rains of your karam and ihsan and fazal. Ay Allah, hamare hal par raham farma. How long are we going to walk on the surface of this earth like hypocrites, oh my Allah? Ya Allah, we cannot fool you. We cannot deceive you. Oh Allah, our outward appearances cannot deceive you. Oh my Allah, you are well aware of our condition of the heart. Oh Allah, what filth we have got in our hearts, you are well aware of. Malice in our hearts, greed in our hearts, evil passions and desires in our hearts, jealousy and envy in our hearts. Oh Allah, we have made our hearts into dirt bins. Oh Allah, those hearts which you gave for us, you gave to us for your love. You gave to us for your muhabbat. You gave to us for the muhabbat of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have got the love of everything in our hearts. If we haven't got the love of anything, it's you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But oh Allah, we are ashamed of our past. Ham nadim hai, ham sharminda hai. Ay Allah, we are ashamed of our past. Ay Allah, ham gunegar hai, ham nalayak hai, ham badkar hai, ham siyakar hai. Ay Allah, committing sins day and night, our hearts have become pitch black. Verses and verses of the Quran Sharif don't have any impact on our hearts. Hadiths upon hadiths don't have any impact on our hearts. Ya Allah, we listen and we listen and we listen. But oh Allah, we don't get the tawfiq of amal because of the darkness that has engulfed our hearts. But oh Allah, in this Mubarak night, Ya Allah, it is the night of Jummah. Ya Allah, we are raising our begging bowls before you. Oh Allah, it is still the month of Zulhijjah. We are raising our begging bowls before you. So many hujjaj have returned and they are amongst us. They have witnessed, oh Allah, they have made ziyarat of the Baytullah. Oh Allah, they were at Mina and Arafat and Muzdalifa. Oh Allah, they made the ziyarat of your holy, of the Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rauza Aqdas. Ay Allah, we are seeking from you, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. We want to become your friends. Oh Allah, if it had not been our desire to gain forgiveness, we would not have even gathered here tonight. We could have been stuck somewhere, my beloved Allah. We could have been distracted and attracted by the evil forces. But oh Allah, we want to become your friends. We want to gain forgiveness of our sins. We want to gain your close. Oh Allah, nafs and shaitan do not want us to get a taste of the sweetness of Iman. Nafs and shaitan do not want us to get a taste of the sweetness of Iman. Oh Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Give us such closeness of yours, oh my Allah, and such closeness of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it becomes extremely easy for us to do everything that's pleasing to you, and extremely easy for us to give up everything that is displeasing to you and your Rasul sallallahu. Ey mere pyare Allah, we have raised our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah,
bless us with prosperity, bless us with happiness, bless us with contentment, bless us with satisfaction, bless us with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. O Allah, bless us with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Ya Allah, protect us from the fitnas of wealth. O Allah, bless us with halal risk and sustenance. Those who are sick and ailing, O Allah, give them cure. Ey Allah, hum bimar hai. Ey Allah, hum bimar hai. Bimar ko shifa dene wale teri zaat hai. We are physically ill and we are spiritually ill. Oh Allah, we know that sometimes difficulties, hardships and illness comes in the form of rahmat. But we are extremely weak to bear this kind of rahmat. Oh Allah, if it has come in the form of rahmat, then change it to the rahmat of good health. Change it to the rahmat of good health. And those who are poverty stricken and it is a form of rahmat, O Allah, change that to the rahmat of wealth. Ya Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them happiness and joy. Ya Allah, remove the problems and the difficulties that the Muslim ummah is facing all over the world. Ya Allah, aaj ummat ka koi pursaan hal nahi hai. They are being pushed from pillar to post. They can be bombarded, they can be slaughtered, they can be killed, they can be raped, they can be slaughtered. Oh my Allah. Ay Allah, aaj koi unke sar ke upar haath pherne wala nahi. Ay Allah, it is because of our sins that we are suffering everywhere in the world. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to do that which is pleasing to you. And remove the suffering of the entire ummat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, change the conditions of adversity to prosperity. Change the conditions of ill health to good health. Bless us with spiritual health and physical health. O Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Ya Allah, those who have got no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those whom you have blessed with children, O Allah, make them obedient to their parents. Make them obedient to you. Ya Allah, bless them with the ni'mat of deen and dunya. Ya Allah, put the love in their hearts for the parents and put the love of theirs in the hearts of the parents. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Oh my beloved Allah, there's so much of division, so much of division. No home is left a happy home anymore. Allah, division in the family, division between husband and wife. Allah, disunity between parents and children. Oh my beloved Allah, disunity in the entire ummat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where Allah, seal the cracks of disunity. Oh Allah, seal the cracks of disunity. Oh my beloved Allah, make us one ummat again. Allah, make us one ummat again. Ek din is duniya ko chhod kar jana hai. Where are we going to go with this filthy, dirty hearts of ours in which we carry so much of malice and greed, in which we carry so much of evil? Oh my beloved Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat. Fill our hearts with your yaqeen. Fill our hearts with taqwa. Light up our hearts with the noor of iman. Light up our hearts with the noor of zikr. Light up our hearts with the noor of tilawat. Light up our hearts with the noor of ibadat. Allah, take us on the road that leads to jannat. Take us on the road that leads to you. Take us on the road that leads to your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, is dunya se jane ka jab waqt aaye, to humara khatima iman ke upar farma. Oh Allah, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made so much of sacrifices for this ummat. We cannot even sacrifice our sins for your pleasure and for his pleasure, oh my beloved Allah. They gave their lives for the sake of the ummat. So much of his blood oozed in Taif. His Mubarak shoes were filled with his blood. Allah, in Uhud, his teeth were shattered. He falls down unconscious. Ya Allah, so many places he is stoned. When he goes down for sajda in that Haram Sharif, where we make sajda with such ease and comfort today. Oh Allah, intestines of animals were placed on his back. His beloved little daughter used to remove and say, oh my father, why are they doing this to you? Oh my beloved Allah, ummat ke liye mere nabi ne kya kya musibatein jheli. Lekin aaj hame qadar nahi hai. We are the cause of his injury and pain today. When he is informed that that ummat for whom you made those sacrifices is in the cinemas, is in the gambling dens, is in theaters, in the dancing halls, and is in stages of the world singing and dancing. Oh my Allah, when he is informed that the women of the ummat, the daughters of the ummat, their sharm is gone, their haya is gone, they feel nothing about being photographed and their pictures appearing in the newspapers. Allah, indecently dressed,
میرے پیارے خدا, when my beloved Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is informed that this is the condition of that ummat for whom you teared and cried so much and for whom you shed so much of your blood, how much of injury and pain we are causing to him. Give us the realization, O my Allah, to make sincere tawbah now, not tomorrow. O Allah, give us the tawfiq to make sincere tawbah now, not tomorrow. We do not know whether the morrow will come. We have no guarantee that we will see even the next hour. Young, fit, healthy people are leaving this world suddenly. Ey mere Allah, ey mere pyare Allah, ab to hamare haal par raham farmane.
Bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ey Allah, dunya ki daulat se bhi mala mal farma aur akhirat ki daulat se mala mal farma. Tabligh aur daawat ki mehnat ko qubool farma, unke ijtemaat ko qubool farma. Ey Allah, khanqahon ki mehnat qubool farma, hamare mashayikh jo bimar hai unko shifae tamma kamila ata farma. Ey mere pyare khuda, masajid aur madaris ki mehnat qubool farma. Accept the efforts, O Allah, of whoever is making an effort for the propagation of your deen, as long as it is within the conformity of the Quran and the Sunnah. Ey mere pyare khuda, ikhlas ki daulat se mala mal farma. Put ikhlas into our hearts, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Rasul Pak Sallam, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Especially in Hajjatul Wida, mere pyare Nabi Sallam ne, اے اللہ میرے پیارے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے with 124,000 companions of his, each and every one of them a shining star, all the duas that he made on that occasion, after kissing the Hajr Aswad, the duas that he made, after touching the Rukn Yamani, the duas that he made, Allah, after walking around the Kaaba Sharif, the duas that he made, the duas that he made in Hatim after making namazes, the duas that he made under the Mizab-e Rahmat, the duas that he made, Oh Allah, when he attached himself to the Multazam, how long he cried at the Multazam. His beard became wet with his tears. His ihram became wet with his tears. Allah, the duas that he made after at the Muqam Ibrahim, the duas that he made after drinking Zamzam, the duas on Safa and Marwa, the duas at Mina, and especially at Arafat, from Zohar till Maghrib, the duas that that sinless Nabi made. For the Ummat, O my Allah, and the du'as at Muzdalifah and all other places, Ya Allah, his entire life, the du'as that he made for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness. Bless the entire Ummat with that goodness. And from all the fitnas and corruption and mischief that he asked for protection, O Allah, protect the entire Ummat of Rasul-e-Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين